Have you ever noticed how much of life we spend waiting? Waiting to feel ready, waiting to feel confident, waiting for things to make sense, waiting for someone else to change, waiting for certainty. But here's the problem. Can we ever really be 100% certain about anything? If you've been listening for a while, you know I talk a lot about unhealthy patterns, family systems, emotional triggers, and people-pleasing. All the things that keep us stuck. And that awareness matters. It truly does. But recently, my eyes were opened to a different point of view. Awareness alone doesn't change our lives. Action does. And sometimes the action we need to take is the exact thing we're most afraid to do. This new point of view has me thinking differently about fear and uncertainty and what it means to take action. Because here's what I'm learning. Confidence and motivation don't come before action. They come because of action. And some of the best things in our lives are waiting on the other side of a decision we're scared to make. Welcome to Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If you're done with people-pleasing, tired of repeating the same patterns, and ready to learn what healthy relationships actually look like, you're in the right place. I get it. I was there too. At 65, I started learning the things I wish I'd known decades ago, like how to see the patterns, why we keep repeating them, and how to finally treat ourselves with the respect we always deserved. And somewhere along the way, I realized something that changed everything. When we don't understand our patterns, we pass them on. Not because we're bad parents, but because no one ever showed us anything different. That realization drives everything I do. And if you'd like to go deeper, I've created a reflection companion for each week's topic. You can get it by joining my weekly email community. The link is in the show notes. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's all shine a little brighter today. One of the biggest challenges many of us face isn't fear itself. It's our relationship with fear and uncertainty. Most of us were never taught how to live with uncertainty. We were taught to avoid mistakes, avoid failure, avoid disappointment, and avoid situations where we feel uncomfortable. And somewhere along the way, many of us began to believe that if we just thought long enough, planned carefully enough, or waited patiently enough, we could eliminate uncertainty before we took action. The problem is that life doesn't work that way. There are no guarantees when you start a business. There are no guarantees when you set a boundary. There are no guarantees when you try something new, make a major decision, or choose a different path than the people around you expect. Yet many of us spend years waiting for certainty before we take action. We tell ourselves we're being responsible. We tell ourselves we're gathering information. We tell ourselves we're not ready yet. And sometimes that's true. But sometimes what we're really doing is waiting for fear to disappear. And while we're waiting, life keeps moving on. Uncertainty is part of being human. The real question is whether we're willing to take action even before we feel certain. Because if we wait until we're completely certain, we'll be waiting forever. At the beginning of this year, I made a decision that scared the heck out of me. I bought a ticket to travel to a part of Europe solo at the age of 69. Buying a plane ticket to travel solo may not sound like a big deal to some people. People travel solo all the time. But for me, it was about doing something that went against a lot of my old conditioning. So when I bought my ticket, I knew there would be uncertainty. And if I'm being honest, I had plenty of other fears also. What if I got lost? What if something happens to me? What if I couldn't figure out the trains? What if I felt lonely? What if I should have traveled with my husband? When I bought that ticket, I didn't know what was waiting for me on the other side of that decision. on the other side of uncertainty. And I didn't know how much I would grow as a person, how much I would learn about myself, how many old beliefs would be challenged, how my heart would crack open from a kind gesture from a family who stayed with me and helped me until I was good. It allowed me to graciously receive when I've been the giver my whole life. All I knew was that a part of me needed to go. And for the first time in a long time, I decided to listen to that voice instead of listening to my fear. Looking back now, I realized the biggest lesson wasn't Europe itself. The lesson was buying the ticket. The lesson was taking action before I felt certain. The lesson was to trust myself before I had proof that everything would work out. Because once I bought that ticket, something shifted. I stopped asking, what if everything goes wrong? And started asking myself, what if something amazing is waiting for me on the other side of this? So here are 5 life lessons that I use to take action even before I feel certain. Life lesson number 1. Uncertainty isn't always telling you to stop. For most of my life, I treated fear and uncertainty like warning signs. If something felt uncomfortable, fearful, or scary, I assumed that meant not to do it. Oh, stay safe. Stay comfortable. Don't rock the boat. Don't upset people. Don't make mistakes. But when I look back at the decisions that actually changed my life, every single one of them came with fear attached. Think about your own life for a moment. The things that changed you the most were probably not the easy things. They were the things that stretched you, challenged you, and required courage. So I've started asking myself a different question. Instead of asking how to get rid of this fear, I ask why this matters so much to me. Because sometimes fear isn't a stop sign. Sometimes fear is pointing straight toward growth. Sometimes it's a sign that something important is happening and that growth is involved. Life lesson number 2. Confidence and motivation come after action, not before. I think a lot of us have this completely backwards. We tell ourselves that once we feel confident, we'll start. Once we feel ready, we'll take the next step. Once we have enough information, then we'll move forward. But that's not how it works. Confidence is something we build. Every time we do something that scares us, we collect evidence that we can handle more than we thought. Every time we try something new, we learn something new. Every time we survive uncertainty, we trust ourselves just a little bit more. We keep waiting for confidence to arrive before we start. But confidence is often the reward for taking action, not the requirement for it. Life lesson number 3. You don't have to solve every feeling. One reason we wait for certainty is that we don't want to feel the emotions uncertainty creates. We don't want to feel afraid. We don't want to feel vulnerable. We don't want to feel lonely, disappointed, or overwhelmed. So we keep waiting for certainty because we think certainty will eliminate those feelings. But what I've learned is that certainty isn't what helps us move forward. It's learning to sit with uncomfortable feelings that helps us move forward. Emotions come in waves. Some are ripples. Some are tidal waves. They can last for a few minutes, days, or even weeks. The goal isn't to wait for the wave to go away. The goal is learning that you can ride the wave out. And the more we practice sitting with uncomfortable feelings, the less power they have over our decisions. And that's actually what taking action does. It doesn't eliminate the feeling. It proves to us that we can feel it and move forward anyways. Life lesson number 4. Stop waiting for other people to change. This one is a hard one. So many of us have spent years believing that if the other person would just change, everything would get better. If they understood us, if they finally saw our worth, if they communicated differently, if they prioritized us. But sometimes, the reason we wait for certainty isn't that we're actually waiting for someone else to make us feel certain. We're waiting for their approval, waiting for their validation, waiting for them to tell us we're making the right decision. Most of us were conditioned to trust other people's opinions more than our own, which is why taking action without approval can feel so different. But that's not certainty. That's handing your power to someone else. And our lives become very small when we're waiting for someone else to change before we allow ourselves to move forward. The only person I can consistently change is myself. And here's the thing. That's not limiting. That's freeing. Because that's where our power actually lives. It's easier to focus on what someone else is doing than it is to look at what we're not doing for ourselves. But once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it. That's not always comfortable to look at, but it is so empowering. And life lesson number 5. One small action can change everything. Sometimes we wait for certainty before we take action. But sometimes all we need is one small action to prove to ourselves that we don't need certainty at all. We think change requires a huge breakthrough, a giant decision, a complete life overhaul. But most change doesn't start that way. It starts with one small step, one walk, one phone call, one boundary, one application, one conversation, one dresser drawer. I want to share with you about something that happened to me recently. I woke up one morning feeling heavy, not just a little off. I mean that doomy, gloomy, flat, what's the point of life kind of feeling. I wasn't motivated and I wasn't inspired. I didn't want to do anything on my never-ending to-do list. And instead of pushing myself to tackle the whole day, I just said, declutter just one dresser drawer. Because I'm working to have fewer material belongings. That's it. Just one drawer. So I did. And somewhere in the middle of that one drawer, something shifted. I did another one. And then another. And before I knew it, I had done far more than I ever expected when I got out of bed that morning. And the lesson wasn't really about decluttering drawers. It was about momentum and certainty. I didn't need to know how the whole day was going to unfold. I didn't need to feel motivated, inspired, or ready. I just needed to take that one action that took maybe 3 minutes and turn my whole day around. Action creates momentum. Action creates inspiration. Certainty shows up because we trusted ourselves enough to take one small step. One of the greatest gifts we can give our children is teaching them things that many of us are only figuring out as adults. We can teach them that fear doesn't always mean stop, that confidence comes from trying, not from sitting back, that tears are normal and feelings are safe, that they can't control other people's choices, but they can always control their own actions. And most importantly, we can show them that they don't need certainty before they start living their lives. Children learn far more from what we do than what we say. When they see us taking healthy risks, trying new things, recovering from setbacks, and continuing to move forward, even when life feels uncertain, they learn that uncertainty isn't something to be afraid of. It's just part of being human. And maybe that's the biggest lesson of all. When I bought that ticket, I wasn't certain. I didn't know what was waiting for me on the other side of that decision. What changed my life wasn't certainty. It was trusting myself enough to take the next step anyway. And maybe that's the lesson for all of us. We don't need all the answers before we move forward. We simply need to trust ourselves enough to take one small action and then another. Because that's how self-trust is built, one choice at a time. Whether you're starting to understand yourself more clearly or learning to do things differently, you're building the skills to grow into the person you're meant to be. Listening is important, but real change happens when you use what you've learned. So choose just one life lesson from today and try it out this week. That's when things begin to shift. That's why I've created a reflection companion for each week's topic. If you'd like to go deeper and apply what you've learned today, you can get it by joining my weekly email community. The link is in the show notes. And if you want more life lessons like this, be sure to follow Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. If this episode resonated with you, there's a link in the show notes to show your appreciation. Either way, I am grateful for you being here. If no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?